Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam, do the jitterbug out in Muskrat Land and a shimmy. Sam is so skinny, and he whirl and he twirl and he tangle, singing and jangling a jangle, floating like the heavens above, looks like muskrat love, nibbling on bacon, chewing on cheese.
Welcome back, a little muskrat love. Your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I, here from the bunker. Matty G, Vogelbugger, Kevin, Peanut, on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. We're going to run down to the National Trappers Convention going on this weekend. Started yesterday. Got a lot of stuff going on down there, Vogelbugger, and get a report from 5 pounds of possum here in a minute.
Woohoo!
A little muskrat love. We send that out to all the trappers at the National Trappers Convention. You got one thing for me before we get Ralph on?
Yes, I do. The new 2019 booklet for Missouri deer, fall deer, and turkey hunting info from the MDC new booklet. You can go online and find this, but it talks about the new counties that have been added to the chronic waste management zones, and other counties have been removed. Now they're going back in some of the counties to have the point restrictions again so they can get the herd find out just a little bit. The antler point restrictions have been reinstated in Benton, Boone, Callaway, Carroll, Cole, Cooper, Grundy, Livingston, Miller, Manitou, Morgan, Osage, Randolph, Schuler, Scotland, and Shelby counties.
Okay. Boy, the gremlins. Unbelievable, Matty G. Right now, my headphones just kicked in. I can hear everything. Everybody's talking. I don't know what happened in the first deal, but hey, we're back. I hope y'all can hear me out there. Hey, let's do a little intro for our guest, for our roving reporter. Here we go. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. Five pounds of possum, the one and only Ralphie Duren. Hey, Ralph, welcome to the show, buddy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm out here calling the crows in Springfield this morning. I'm going pretty good. I'm not sure the people in the motel appreciate it, but I'm having a good time.
Well, that works for me. Sounds like you got quite an event going on down there in Springfield.
Hey, 60th annual National Trappers Convention, National Trappers Association here at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Can you believe we've been doing this for 60 years?
Wow.
Hey, I'm going to turn 65 the first day of August. I've been doing this for 60 years.
Yeah, so's your dad.
Yeah, so is dad. That's why I've been doing it. And I'm glad because of my dad I've been doing it. So got to see a lot of folks I haven't seen in a while from all over the country. I enjoy visiting with these old trappers from out west, Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, places like that, Upper Peninsula, Michigan, Maine. They're here from even Florida.
Awesome.
They're here from every quarter of the United States and a few celebrities as well. So it's another full day here at Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. We're easy to find. Come down 44, get off at Highway 13, turn at the first service road, go north, turn at the first service road back east. You'll see it when you go by. $10 for daily admission.
That's cheap enough.
And the seminars start at 9 and run till 5.
Wow.
And we have trap setting and women's skillet tossed. We have skin and demos going on all day. We have hundreds of tailgaters out here selling used traps and trapping equipment and three big, nice, air-conditioned buildings of trap supplies, dealers, fur coats, lures. You'll smell it when you walk in the door. There's just a faint hint of skunk essence when you open the door until you get all the way in where you can take a big, deep breath and clear your sinuses, and you know you're at a trapper's convention.
That's right. That's so, right.
You're right. Now, hey, some of the seminars we got today, they start at 9. They run every hour, and we have mink, coyote, beaver, otter, beaver, and bobcat, and one you won't want to miss is Tom Miranda.
Yeah, Tom's there. Cool.
Tom Miranda here, host of adventure bow hunting series for over 20 years on ESPN. He's now on the Outdoor Channel on Territories Wild. And I listened to his talk yesterday. Today is going to be an extension of that, how trapping made me a better bow hunter.
Okay.
And it's a really good seminar. I enjoyed it. He's not going to teach you how to trap. The other ones will. Mink, coyote, beaver, otter, and bobcat seminars today, running every hour. So anything about trapping, any kind of equipment, anything new, you know, every year I find some kind of gadget somebody's come up with that I think probably I could use. I see a whole lot of them that I really don't need to use, but I can't help it.
Yeah. You know, I want to tell the listeners, in case they don't know a little of your history, you was the Missouri State Trapper for the Conservation Department for years, and you've trapped your entire life, so this is nothing new for you.
No, nothing new for me. In fact, when I was talking to Tom, I said, I don't know when the last time I saw you was Scrivener, Nebraska, the year Elvis died. You remember that one?
Yeah.
It was Clearfield, Pennsylvania in 78, maybe. It could have been Marshalltown. Remember Marshalltown?
Oh, I remember Marshalltown. I was at that.
Make. Yeah. That one, Duluth, Minnesota, could be that one. They had the NBC affiliate filming us out there on the shores of Lake Superior.
Right.
You know, that kind of Gaylord, Michigan, Hutchinson, Kansas. I mean, all over the country. We've been to those. They're huge, especially when fur prices were high.
Right.
You know, it was what we have in Marshalltown, 40,000 of us at Marshalltown, Iowa for a week.
Yeah, I remember I was up there with Arlen Held.
And he said, oh, yeah. He said, yeah. And he said, I didn't miss any of those in the 80s. And I said, but I don't remember the last one, but I remember you were there every year. He was selling his, trapping videos. He was one of the first. And he bought an airplane with trapping money and was trapping out of an airplane. That made him popular. When ESPN offered him a slot to do bow hunting show. And he talked about that, how he had to switch from trapping to bow hunting. You know who talked him into that?
Who's that?
Jimmy Houston.
Oh, okay.
Jimmy Houston, because he said, you know, I'd like to. He met Jimmy Houston and had his fishing show, and he said, I'd like to have my own show on trapping. And Jimmy said, I don't think that'll fly. He said, what else you like to do in the outdoors? He said, well, I bow hunt. Jimmy said, that's it. There you go. That's mm-hmm. it. Put the same work in that you do on trapping into bow hunting. Yeah, no problem. And so he's done that for. And he told us, you know, I haven't been to a trapper's convention for 25 years.
Wow.
But I'm still a trapper. And so this seminar today is how trapping made me a better bow hunter. I think it's going to be a fun one.
What kind of crowds you got? How many crowds? What kind of crowd did you have yesterday?
Oh, yesterday we had a lot bigger than there was Thursday, of course, opening day. Today we'd be even bigger. I don't know. There might have been 10,000 there yesterday.
Okay. Well, on Saturday, this should be the big day, right?
This should be the big day. Yeah. Yeah. Exhibit halls are full. There's a lot of room on the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds because they're used to having huge crowds.
Right.
And so where there's plenty of parking, there's plenty of bathrooms, there's plenty of places to get something to eat. And lots of room. You don't feel crowded at all.
What kind of food they got, Ralphie? What kind of food they offer? They got armadillo eggs and possum belly, or
barbecue.
What?
No, they
barbecue
got a lot
raccoon?
Of good barbecue and stuff like that. So brats and hamburgers and cold root beer and the kind of stuff you can get on the fairgrounds.
Okay, I got a question.
Open for the fair here.
Somebody that's not familiar with trapping come there and want to get something to eat. You sure at a trapping convention with all those critters that they would want to eat a hamburger or bratwurst not knowing what's in it?
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't, no. So, hey, you can get, there's all kinds of wild game cookbooks here, too.
Oh, sure.
Recipes for everything you can think of.
Hey, do you have Missouri there this year?
Miss Missouri hasn't made it yet. I don't know if she's going to show up tomorrow or not, because, you know, that pageant was just in June.
Well,
so
okay.
It's hard to get a new Miss Missouri on the schedule already when she didn't even know she was going to be Miss Missouri.
Well, you know, in a pinch, you could put a dress and a crown on Jim Spencer, our outdoor writer buddy from Arkansas. Yeah, he'd be perfect.
He'd be perfect. Yeah. Old buddy Jim Spencer's here with the Trapper and Predator Control booth, and of course, his wife, Jill Easton, she's yep. here, too, because the Trapper's Post is here. And then there's another one I wasn't even, because I don't spend a lot of time on the web. There's another one called Trapperman.com.
Okay.
It seems to be real popular, too. They're here. I mean, and you can, I mean, there are trap supply dealers, you know, anything trapping and lures from literally all over the country.
Great.
So
all right.
There's the alligator guys from Florida, and the rattlesnake people from Arizona, New Mexico.
And there's Ralphie Dern, 5 pounds of possum.
Right in the middle of all of it, and we're having a great time. Okay. You can sit down. I mean, I sat down and talked to trappers. I've never met them in my life. And
yeah.
You can sit there and talk for hours, and they're from somewhere thousands of miles away. And you just act like you've been old, you know, been old friends for 40 years. You know,
bet. Okay, Ralphie. Hey, Ralphie, we got to get out of here. We're running out of time here. Hey, tell Dad hello from us. Give him our best. Give him a big old hug from me. And
you know,
and
he's
tell
having
everybody
a great time. He wears that Korean War vet hat, and
yeah.
He would be amazed how many people come up and shake his hand.
Absolutely,
for his service.
American warrior, great man, your dad.
That's right.
All right, Ralphie, we appreciate the report this morning. We got to get out of here. We're against the heartbreak. Okay, say hi to everybody.
Okay, I'm going to go have a good time.
All right, talk to you later, my friend. Love you, brother.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, 5 pounds of possum, baby. Whoa. We're going to take a break, come back on the other side. We're going to run down to Mountain View and do a little interview with Murray Anderson and get us a fishing report from Billy Smith. With that, we'll see you all on the other side.
Possum in my head last night.